Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Zim's Beer Review. I'm your host, Garrett Zimmer. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for following. However you may, if it's on iTunes, however you may get your podcast, if you're on YouTube or Twitch or however you may be following, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy. Today we are going to be reviewing an IPA from Anchor Brewing. Anchor Brewing is from San Francisco, California, and this is one of their IPAs. Doing a little bit of research on Anchor Brewing, they are one of the most interesting breweries that I've never heard of. It was doing a little bit of research on them. It was amazing just reading about their story and everything, and I'm going to let you guys know all about that while we're reviewing this. So let's go ahead and just open this thing right up here. This is the Anchor Brewing Go West IPA, India Pale Ale. On the front, they got a little elephant there. It's a very old school style bottle. It looks old. There's a big story around the upper label here. And this story is also on their website, which I'm going to link in the description of this video and this podcast. So if you're interested, I encourage you to go take a look at that. It's kind of a little tedious to read on a podcast, but we'll go ahead and open this thing up right now with our handy dandy Shaverwood bottle opener. Oh, that's kind of cool. Just after popping it open, I see right on the inside of the bottle cap, if you're watching on YouTube or on Twitch, you can see there's a little an elephant symbol right on the bottom inside of the bottle cap. That's kind of a cool touch. So I'm going to go ahead and pour this into the glass here. Upon pouring it, it looks like a pretty standard IPA, really golden in color, really light. The head on it is, at least an inch on this one. Got a really good pour on that. Really golden in color, really yellow, actually a beautiful yellow gold color here. Bubbles are really tightly compacted, really smooth, creamy head on this. It smells like an IPA. It smells a little, it actually almost has a little bit of a skunky smell, something you would expect from like a Stella Artois or a Dos Equis, that style. Usually ones in green bottles end up being a little bit skunkier. I don't know why. I don't know where that comes from. Must be something to do with the sunlight. This is actually in a brown bottle, but it still has the same scent, so that's kind of interesting. The head is lingering on this. If you can watch here, it's actually just building up. It is not subsiding at all. We'll go ahead and give this a try. Extremely creamy head on this. Really tightly compacted bubbles. It's still fizzing inside this glass. The taste on it, it does taste like a skunky beer. This is, and that's not a bad thing. I know the term skunky, it sounds negative. It's a flavor. It's, if you're into beer and you're into, reviewing beers, kind of like I am, or you know a lot of different styles of beer, you'll learn that skunky is just a style of beer. It's not good. It's not bad. It's the same as saying something is fruity, saying something is skunky. It has that smell. It has that taste to it. It's really the only way to describe it. It's kind of an odd way of describing something that you're eating or drinking, but it does taste a little skunky, but it has that skunkiness that you would expect from like a Stella Artois, totally mixed in with an IPA. It's a really hoppy IPA at that. That is one of the longest lingering heads I've had on an IPA. That's really hanging around. It's a good beer. It's very hoppy, very skunky. It does have the IPA flavor, but I'm going to go out on a limb here without knowing a whole lot about it and say that this is most likely a classical interpretation of an IPA. It is not a new age IPA. It's not what you expect from the craft breweries brewing in 2017. This brewery has been around a long time, which I'm going to let you know about. But this feels like it harkens back to an original, old school style of IPA. And maybe that's what they tasted like. That's kind of the flavors I'm getting, is a something that it's not new. It's if the bottle looks old and it tastes old, not that it's like expired old, but it tastes like classic. It is good beer. It's hoppy. Not a lot of flavor. As far as the hoppiness of it, it hits you really hard with the hops, but there's not a lot of other flavors to go along with it. Not that that's a bad beer, but it doesn't give you a lot. It feels very, it feels very plain, I guess, for an IPA. You expect more flavor notes within it, and it doesn't really deliver on that side of it. So not terrible, not the greatest, decent IPA, different style IPA, kind of something I'm interested in, or I was interested to try just based on the bottle. And it's kind of cool to have that old style IPA. So, like I said, this is from Anchor Brewing. Anchor Brewing is from San Francisco, California. Doing a little bit of research on them, these guys have been around forever. They are literally one of the oldest breweries in the United States. Their story can be traced back to 1849 during the California Gold Rush, which is amazing that a brewery can have trace back that far and yet still be making beer 170 years later. That's amazing. So they actually started their roots in 1849 during the California Gold Rush with a guy named Gottlieb Breckel when he arrived in San Francisco. They had their first brewmaster in 1871, 20-something years later. He bought an old beer and billiards saloon, the guy I mentioned, in San Francisco, bought it for $3,500, and he turned it into the American Brewery that they would later rename Anchor Brewing. At the time, it was not called Anchor Brewing, but then 25 years later, in 1896, German brewer Ernst F. Baruth and his son bought the brewery in San Francisco and named it Anchor. Trying to find out a little bit more about the name Anchor, it sounds like nobody really knows why they named it that. Everyone's best guess is that they named it Anchor simply because they were in San Francisco right on the harbor with the boats and the ships coming in. There's not really a story behind why they named it Anchor, but it started in 1896. Then 1906 happened. So a short 10 years later, they had an uncanny year of misfortune, we'll say. So the owner who bought it and named it Anchor Brewing died. Suddenly, nobody knows why. 2 months later, the San Francisco fire hit, and the earthquake hit, and it completely destroyed Anchor Brewing. And then a year later, just as they were opening their new location, his son, who opened the brewery with him, was run over by a car and died. So the two original owners who named it Anchor Brewing died within the same year, and their brewery was burned to the ground. Like, you would think that would be the end of Anchor Brewing, but nope, they persevered. Two German brewers bought the brewery along with another liquor store, it says, and they actually kept the Anchor name, which is kind of cool. Then 1920 happened, and Prohibition hit, and it gets a little fuzzy around Prohibition with Anchor Brewing. It sounds like they totally shut down brewing operations, but we know a lot of shady things went on during Prohibition. So there's a good chance that they still were brewing beer or moonshine or whatever it may be. But there's no record of it. They kind of just went silent until that passed. And then they start picking up beer again. Then the 50s hit, mass production hit. Really starts picking up. We're getting towards present day here. Moving on. And then they had a big breakthrough in the 70s. That's kind of when craft beer really started to take off. I don't even think people called it craft beer in the 70s. I think that's a little bit newer of a term. But the stuff that Anchor Brewing was doing at their location is what we would consider craft brew today. They were doing a lot of different distinct beers. They had different ales. They had barley wine. They had a Christmas ale. Things that you would assume or associate, I should say, with craft beer and craft brewing. They were doing that in the 70s, but nobody really called it that. It was just kind of something different that Anchor Brewing was doing. And it goes all the way through until today. So they've had a long history, you can trace their history back almost 170 years, but the actual brewery back 120 years, which is absolutely crazy. They are one of the oldest breweries in the United States, and they're still around today, and they're still making beer. From what I can tell, they actually have quite a few beers. They have different lagers. They have this IPA that we're trying today, which they refer to as the Go West. Kind of harkens back to their Gold Rush name. Go West, the California Gold Rush, probably coincides with the flavors that we're tasting here. But they got a little bit of everything. They have their Christmas ale. They have a porter. They have coffee style. They have a few different ales. Like I said, this IPA. They have another blackberry IPA. They have what they call their steam beer. They have a summer ale. They have quite a few different beers. It's a little bit easier to brew beer now than it was in 1896 or in 1906 or in 1971. So I think they're here to stay. They've been here for 150 years. They're making pretty good beer. This one is probably not my most favorite IPA. This is the first time I've ever had an Anchor beer. I'm intrigued by their story, and I'm definitely going to seek out more of their beers in the future. But this is, as far as IPA goes, somewhat average. It feels like it falls a little bit flat within the flavor department, that punch. But like I said, I think that goes back to the classical Go West old style, old interpretation of what an IPA is. That would be my guess without knowing a whole lot about it. But after looking through their story and looking through their beer list, I'm really intrigued. I would like to try the blackberry IPA. I would like to try the Christmas ale that they have. Maybe we'll try and review one of those in an upcoming episode. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Try and keep your eye out for that. So overall, definitely a good IPA. Not my favorite. I feel like it needs a little something extra. I feel like this would benefit from a little bit of a flavor such as like they have in their blackberry, maybe a tangerine. It has that light, airy flavor to it. It has the hops, but it just feels like it's missing a little bit of flavor. Overall, not a bad beer. Definitely worth trying. I would recommend you try some of these Anchor Brewings, if not for anything else other than the fact that they are a great story and one of America's oldest breweries, and they're still making beer today. So have to give them props for that. And like I said, this head is still lingering on here. This is amazing. If you're watching on YouTube, I still have half an inch of head on this beer, and I'm halfway done with it. It just is a lingering, really tightly compacted bubbles, super creamy, goes down really smooth. That is definitely on the plus side for this beer. That the creaminess and keeping the head there, it keeps that aroma. Every time you take a drink, you get that smell. We'll try and take a smell of this. Yeah, it has the classic IPA flavor that you would, or smell that you would expect. But a lot of people don't realize that when you're tasting something, half the taste is through your nose. When you smell something as you bring it to your face, you're tasting it as it's going in. That's all part of the experience of tasting something. That's why you always see people plug their nose and swallow medicine so they don't taste it. So having a head on there, that means that you're still getting those aromas. It's not died down. It's not subdued. You have that head on there. It's still in the forefront. Every time I take a drink, it's still, I have that hop aroma, which is, for me, I really enjoy. Good beer. Definitely should check them out if you're interested. So yeah, that's the Anchor Brewing Go West IPA. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for following, however you may follow. If you're interested and you want to know more, follow me on Twitter at Zim's Beer Review. Follow me on YouTube or Twitch at Zim's Beer Review. And if you'd like to send me a question or comment or recommend a beer or tell me something that you would like to hear on the podcast, let me know. Reach out to me. You can reach me at Zim's Beer Review at gmail.com. And until next time, happy drinking.